USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
These really phony polls, I have to call them phony polls, fake polls, were designed to keep our voters at home, create the illusion of momentum for Mr. Biden.
President Trump's comments at the White House on Thursday, the president continues.
The officials overseeing the counting in Pennsylvania and other key states are all part of a corrupt Democrat machine that you've written about, and for a long time you've been writing about the corrupt Democrat machine. In Pennsylvania, partisan Democrats have allowed ballots in the state to be received 3 days after the election.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden urging Americans to remain calm while each ballot is counted. Speaking from his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, Biden says the process is working. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The four former officers accused in the death of George Floyd will be tried together.
A judge on Thursday declined to change location of the trial for the four former Minneapolis officers charged in the death of George Floyd and ruled they will be tried in a single proceeding. Defense teams argued their clients should face separate trials as each officer tries to diminish their own role in Floyd's death by pointing fingers at the others. Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill ruled after attorneys also argued that pretrial publicity will make it impossible for a fair trial. They claim that protesting outside makes it unsafe for defense and that jurors could be affected by chance from the crowd. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The Fed's near-zero benchmark rate will hold to help deal with the economic impacts of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the economy is continuing to recover. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Despite constant accusations by some that he is racist, 26% of President Trump's voting share came from non-white voters, the highest percentage for a Republican candidate since 1960. Exit polls indicated that 32 to 35% of Hispanics voted for President Trump. Many of us are dealing with anxiety over the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. According to a recent survey from the American Psychological Association, 68% of adults say the election has been a significant source of stress in their lives. As far as how to deal with that stress, Dr. Sue Varma tells CBS News.
When it comes to uncertainty, I kind of look at it as this like blank canvas or silent film, if you will, in which we happen to project our worst thoughts, and it's kind of called catastrophizing. And one of the things that we can do is, you know, this election for me, the theme has been that people are trying to change the things that they cannot accept. But then at a certain point where we are right now, we have to accept the things that we cannot change. And so much of the pandemic has been fighting a battle on two fronts, dealing with all of the stuff that's happening outside, with people getting sick and losing jobs and protests, wildfires, hurricanes, but then there's the mental health challenges.
Thursday night football set to take place just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers heading west to Santa Clara to take on the San Francisco 49ers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.